the IAAF, the International Association of Athletics Federation, the governing body of World Athletics, with the rule book is another matter and can be very difficult to navigate. There are obvious technical rules of each event which are clearly black and white, and then there are rules that are new to the book when it comes to dealing with athletes and countries that they represent. Everybody is considered equal, yet there are certain cases that could be clearly interpreted differently and viewed as exceptions to the rule. And that is something that my next guest has a problem with over the past couple of weeks, and looking forward to over the next 2 months, as Sinead Kane, who joins me on the line, has found herself recently reading all the fine print in the IAAF rulebook, trying to build a case where she could be allowed to run for Ireland and eligible to score on the team for the upcoming IAU World Championship 24-hour race. Sinead, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me on the line, Patrick.
No problem, Sinead. It's great to have you on again. Obviously, you're a superb athlete and a great representative for Youghal Town, not to mind the Irish singlet. But just give us some background on what is going on between yourself and Athletics Ireland and the IAAF.
Yeah, so the World Championships for 24-hour ultra running is on in France, Alba, in October. And for the last 2 to 3 years, I suppose I've been aiming to try and represent my country and get the Irish singlet on me. Now, to be eligible for selection for the Irish ultra running team, you have to fulfill 2 criteria. You have to get 200 kilometres in a 24-hour race. And then you also have to, that race has to be an IAU labelled race. So I went to the UK last April, which was an IAU labelled race, and I got above 200 kilometres. I got 204.5 kilometres. So that makes me eligible for selection for the Irish ultra running team. Now, there's very few female runners in the country who has achieved this. Currently, there's only 4 women who has achieved this, who has the standard. So I thought that I was going to be selected. Then the decision came out from Athletics Ireland there in August, and the team was announced and I wasn't on the team, which I was surprised by. So Athletics Ireland are stating, look, we would have selected you, no problem, because you got the standard. However, we can't select you because the IAAF rules state that anybody who has outside assistance, then they're deemed then to their race results won't be counted. So Athletics Ireland, all they're concerned about is getting the women's team, their rankings up the rank. So obviously then if my results won't be counted, then I can't get the team up the rankings.
Okay, and obviously this is a bit strange. Obviously John O'Regan, in one sense, would say is outside interference, but obviously he's guiding you, or he's more of a guide rudder than outside interference, because he's guiding you around the track.
Well, it wouldn't be, he won't be my running guide. It would actually be different running guides. But I suppose this, like the IAAF, these rules state that you can't have outside assistance, and a guide runner is deemed outside assistance, so that's blatant discrimination. But the IAU, who is the Ultra Running Association, so the rules are the IAAF. This is where it kind of gets a bit complicated for a listener. The rules are the IAAF, but the governing body then is the IAU. Now, the IAU doesn't enforce all of the IAAF rules. For example, there's an IAAF rule which states that you're not allowed to listen to music and you're not allowed to put in earphones during the race. However, the IAU doesn't enforce that rule. So you have to wonder, how come they're not enforcing that rule, but they're willing to enforce a rule that doesn't allow me to have a guide runner? So the people who I'm up against really here is the fact that Athletics Ireland said that they would select me. Then, if this IAAF rule wasn't there, then really I believe Athletics Ireland should have selected me and put the pressure on the IAU and the IAAF.
Okay. Obviously, it's not clear why, what is the situation. It's a bit grey regarding the black and white rule book. But we did speak with Hamish Adams, the CEO of Athletics Ireland this morning, Sinead, and he did mention that he couldn't make a comment as there is a legal proceeding taking place at the moment, but did ensure that there was no discriminatory intended, and that he would make a comment at either the end of this week or the start of next week once the proceedings were concluded. You sound frustrated with this, that you know, obviously it's very tough after going through the last couple of years through the training process, doing all these 24 races, and then to reach the standard only last April in Birmingham, now not to be selected as part of the Irish team. It must be very frustrating.
Yeah, it's very, very frustrating because if you look at all the team who were selected, not all of those team members are performing well, whereas I do have the standard and I am performing well. So that's why it's very frustrating. And I think as well, what has to be remembered is I'm not just a runner running around like in the race in April that I did. I came second female. So, like, I can bring a lot of value to the Irish women's team. So, but I'm being solely discriminated against based on my disability. So, like, the fact that they're saying that, oh, you can't have a guide runner, I said to them, so let me run by myself then. I'll go to this race and I'll run myself, and they won't allow that either. So, basically, you can't win.
Okay, obviously the case of Oscar Pistorius running in the Olympics or the World Championships a couple of years ago, I presume that has been brought to the table as well, I presume.
Well, that hasn't been cited as of yet, but as you correctly said there now a while ago, there is legal proceedings against this because from my own law background, I do have a good chance with this case. So, at the end of the day, I don't want other athletes to suffer through any legal proceedings that I take, but I have to make people aware that you can't, like, Athletics Ireland are state funded and they're sending individuals to a world championship, but yet they've discriminated against me solely based on my disability, and there's laws applicable in Ireland which states that you can't discriminate on disability. So even though Hamish Adams of the CEO of Athletics Ireland states that there's no discrimination, I suppose he would say that at the moment. But my issue isn't just with the Athletics Ireland, it's also with the IAU, because I can't understand how they're not enforcing a rule regarding personal music devices, but they are enforcing a rule about a guide runner. And then, in fact, I believe that this IAAF rule excluding guide runners shouldn't even be there in the first place. And I think with this, it has all brought a lot of negative attention to a story that could have been a very positive story, like me going to this World Championships. I'll be the first visually impaired / blind runner to ever enter a 24-hour world championship race in the world, male or female. So, like, I think that if Athletics Ireland, if the IAU, if the IAAF had used their heads correctly, they could have celebrated the story in a better way, but they didn't.
You have some high profile backing as well behind you, including Sydney 2000 Olympian who finished second, of course, in the 10,000 metres. Sonia O'Sullivan is backing you in this.
Yeah, she's backing me, and she said to me, she just can't understand how come I'm not being picked. She said when you've reached the standard and when you've met the eligible criteria, she just said she just doesn't understand it. So, and I suppose I'm really grateful that somebody like her has made as bold a decision and come out and said that publicly, because some athletes would believe what she believes, but they wouldn't say it publicly for fear in case any backlash happened to them. But so I'm very glad that she has said her views publicly.
Obviously, look, it's going to be a story that's going to be coming up over the next couple of weeks. But look, Sinead, we wish you best in your case and your journey going to Albi in France in October for the IAU Ultra Running World Championships. Thanks very much for joining me this afternoon, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thank you, guys.
Sinead Kane, of course, joining us live on the line. A tough issue to take there for Sinead, but hopefully she might be able to win her case against Athletics Ireland and the IAAF in that one, where they won't leave a disabled lady compete in their race. Hopefully that might change indeed.